Texte numéro 59. New chapter in Right to Die Battle. Martin is a big man, with once powerful shoulder muscles and legs. His wife, Felicity, shows pictures of him from 3 years ago in shorts, sprinting up a beach with a grin on his face. That was days before he had a massive brainstem stroke. Now Martin lies on a hospital-style bed in the converted garage of his home, his useless limbs carefully arranged into as dignified and comfortable a position as possible. A computer screen swings out on a metal arm in front of his face. It is his only means of communication, his lifeline to the world outside his head. His wife Felicity is reading The Diving Bell and the Butterfly by Jean-Dominique Bauby, who could blink one eyelid after he suffered the same kind of stroke. Martin, like Bobby, uses his eyes to spell out his desires, frustration and anger on his computer, which recognizes one letter at a time as Martin stares at it. But he has no ambition to write. He just wants to die. Holding conversation with Martin is slightly surreal. The stroke has deprived him of much facial expression, but as the words are spelled out in the slightly plummy voice of the machine, nothing like Martin's own, the force of his personality becomes clear. His life, he says, is S-H-I-T. In what way? In every way, the machine intones. What does he want? D-E-A-T-H. How does he want to die? The Swiss way. All he wants is to die. If Felicity can't talk me out of it, nobody can, articulates the machine. Felicity has tried to talk him out of it. She loves him and cares for him. I find it very difficult, she says. From my point of view, I don't want him to go, but I don't feel I necessarily have a choice in that. In his position, I don't know how I would feel personally. She and a team of carers have to deal with Martin's every need. It's not something a proud man of 46 can easily deal with, she says. Martin, she adds, is a very determined person who was always active, cycled 20 kilometres to work every day, and got bored easily. I know he finds it difficult to be in this position, Felicity says. Nobody could ever really understand how he feels, or how we feel. If Martin were well, he could legally kill himself. If he were on a ventilator and had a living will, doctors could be compelled to switch off the machine. But Martin could live for years. Since the law says assisting suicide is a crime, he cannot get the help he wants. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, August 2011.